So right, today we're on the top of Chet. So we're discussing the two psukim that were brought down as how we know that the Kohen is the one who determines whether or not someone is Tamei or not. Even if there's a Tzaras, it has to be, Jeff has to tell you whether or not you're Tamei. So on the top of Rebbe said, the problem okay, so we had two psukim, right? Let's go back. Right, we had two psukim, which was, yes, Ubiyom, right? Ubiyom, and then there was Ubipinu Habayis. Okay, so Rebbe Amar, didn't want to learn out from Ubipinu Habayis, because that was Tumas Batim, he's going to say. Right, Rebbe Amar Itzrach, I need both Limudim, right? Ubayom and Upinu Habayis. The Ikas of Rachmana, Ubayom Haros Bo, that we learn from this Pasuk, that Bayom Haros Bo, there's certain days that the Kohen looks and certain days that the Kohen doesn't look. Havamina, how you would say, the Dvar Mitzvah in, the Dvar Shus Lo, that we would only delay if we have a mitzvah that we have to be concerned about, like a chassan getting married or something like that. And then the pasuk says, okay, so delay it. But if it's a dvar reshus for no particular mitzvah reason, we wouldn't permit the delay. So therefore, kasav rachmona v'tziva kohen pinus habayis, v'tziva kohen pinus habayis, we see that we can, for any reason, it's all up to the kohen. V'ikasav v'tziva kohen, and we just had that second pasuk of v'tziva kohen, will have amina hani in the lav tuma de guvei. Well, that pasuk is talking about tumas, it's saras on the house, tumas batim. We say, oh, that's not as stringent. So maybe there we're allowed to make a delay. But who says we're allowed to make a delay for tumas aguf? Tumas aguf is much more stringent, I guess. And therefore, we would say that the Kohen who sees it cannot delay in declaring it. We can't learn from nige batim to nige kaguf. That's why we have the other pasuk ubayom. So from both of them together, tzricha. From both of them together, we can learn that A, it applies to both the house and the guf, and B, it also it applies to a dvar reshus and not necessarily only for a dvar mitzvah. Amar mar. So now we bring down the brice we said before, that Rabbi Yehuda said that we learn from the pasuk ubayom haroz bo basar chai yesh yom sha'at haroa bo v'yesh yom sha'iyat haroa bo. There are some days where the Kohen will address the situation, and some days where he will not. So my mashma, well, where do we learn that from the pasuk? Like what's the limud? What's extra in the pasuk? What's going on? So Amar Abaye im kain, if the pasuk was just talking about regular negayim and not trying to add any limudim, lichtov rachmana biyom. My ubiyom, the extra vav, shma mina yesh yom shataroba bo, but yesh yom shiataroba bo. So they latch on to the extra vav. Rava says, no, kula kroyas irhi. The whole word of ubayom is extra. The im came because if you didn't want to make a drasha, lichtov rachmana ubaharos bo. Don't say ubayom haros bo, just say ubaharos bo. What's the day? What do you have to have the day in there? And my ubayom, shmamina yom shataroa bo. Sorry, shmamina yesh yom shataroa bo, v'yesh yom she'iyat haroa bo. Okay? V'abaye, so why doesn't Abaye learn it out from the excess of the word ubayom? In other words, the ubayom is extraneous. So Rava picks up on the extra word and says, it teaches you that some days you see, some days you don't see. What does Abaye do with the extra word bayom? V'abaye, that the Kohen can only see during the day. You can only make the determination or look at it during the day, but not at night. So that he learns that by Yom, and the U, he has the extra to learn out Yom Shataro, Yom Shiyataro. Right? So he says, Rava b'yom b'lobalayla minale. So where does Rava learn that you can only be seen during the day and not at night? He just has bayom to say that the whole word is extra to teach you some days you see, some days you don't see. So he says, Napkale. He learns it out from the pasuk that says l'chol mar'eh einei ha-kohen. It has to be seen to the eyes of the kohen, which is mashma that only during the day the eyes can see it. At night the eyes can't see it because it's dark. So that's where he learns it from. So why doesn't Abaye learn it from that pasuk? V'abaye ha'hu mi'boyle l'me'ute sumam be'echa me'enav. It says einei in the plural, which means that if you, this rare off situation where you have a Kohen who's blind in one eye, he's puzzled for making this determination. The Rava Nami by Lilachi. Well, Mar says, wait a second, Enachanami, it's the good Drasha. Rava also learns that Drasha learns about the one eyed man from that Pasuk. What? Looking at funny. So Enachanami. You're right, that's where Rava learns it from. Ella, so where does Rava learn by Yom and not Belaila? Ella by Yom v'lo Belaila minole for the Rava. So Napkale, he learns it out. This is a pasuk from Nigei Batim in the houses. It says, Kenega Nira Li Bavayas. Li means I saw it myself without the aid of the lola ori, without the aid of other light. I'd learn, and so I can see my own without anything helping me see. No flashlights. So what Abaye, why doesn't Abaye learn from there? So Abaye won't learn from there because that's by Nigei Batim, and he won't pull across anything from Nigei Batim into Nigei Guf. But Abaye, Ime Hassam, Havim Min Hanim Le Tumah Delav Degufei, Aval Tumah Degufei, Afidu Le'oro Nami, maybe you would be allowed to see it with a candlelight, a flashlight, Kamash Malan, that's why the Pasuk Bayom, to teach me, but by Nigei Guf, that even those things you do not see at night. So he has telling me some days you see, some days you don't see. Bayom teaching me that during the day and not during the night. To go through the chart to see each one has their own limud. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to discuss items that are asur on Chol HaMoed because of tsar, because of pain or sorrow, which contradicts the feelings, I guess, he's supposed to have on Chol HaMoed, which is Yemei Simcha. So they're discussing now about reinterment, basically. Taking the bones of your... What they used to do is they used to bury the body in place A, and at a certain point they would reinter the body into the familial burial grounds, which is usually in a cave or something like that. So the Gemara says, well, Od Amar Rebbe, Old Rabbi Rebbe Meir, who we had before, right, who was Makil to see the Nagayim HaMoed, he's also Makil somewhere else, which is, he says, Milaket Adam Atzmos Avi V'Imo, a person may reinter the bones of his father or of his mother on Chol HaMoed in order to bury them in the ancestral burial ground. Mipnei Simcha Hilo, because it's a simcha, it's joy for him, because Rashi says, Shekovri Mekiri Avosav, V'lo Mitzar B'Moed, that's not a problem with Tzar. Because there's a happiness that the bodies are going to their proper place. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, Evel Hulo. He was talking about the Tzar. It's Evel Hulo. Rabbi Yossi says, Lo Yilkom Amnesha Evel Hulo. He's concerned. It's Mitzar B'Moed, and you can't purposely put yourself in a situation to be Mitzar on Moed. Next, the Mishnah says, Lo Yor Adam Al Meso. A person should not awake himself or discuss, right, do Iror on his Meso on Moed. Rashi says, in meslo mes chodesh ol chodshaim kodem amoed. So there's a past deceased. Someone died a month or two ago. Lo ya'arer. What does that mean? Mefarish b'gemara kahada saptana b'marava. They used to hire these like eulogizers, these professors. We have batchanim. They had eulogizers. They used to hire. Kolomer shlo yiskor saptan lachzor al krovav. Lomar b'chuin mi kol mori nafesh. How these eulogizers go around to all your family members and say, "Oh, remember Zaidi," and they make this whole to-do to cause this remembrance in the tsar. Can't do that on Chol HaMoed. And also v'lo yespedenu kodim l'regel shlo shlim yom. You can't have any hesbedim before, if the mace dies within 30 days of the regel. Can't have any hesbedim. Rashi says she'im mace lo mace b'shok shlo shlim yom v'nei haregel. Right? If someone dies within 30 days before the regel, lo yiskor saptam lasvido. There should be no hesbedim. Ushloshim yom atarvayu kai. Right, the time of the shloshim first gemara. The 30 days, I guess, goes on both. Right, there's an orer and a maspid. So don't do any hespedim 30 days. And the gemara is going to explain the reasoning why. So the gemara then said, Rav Meir said that you're allowed to be malakate the bones. Right, you're allowed to gather the bones on yontif because it's a simcha. V'riminu, we'll ask you a steer from a brisa. There's a brisa that says explicitly that the day that you do this reinterment is actually the day, is like a one-day shiva. So it's not, it's tsar, it's not simcha. It says, v'riminu, ha-melakeit atzmos ava v'imo, ha-reze mis'abel alav kol hayom. He has to do, ha-nihuge avelus, the entire day. We'll get to spend the second last part of this mesechta discussing all the halachos of avelus. Ule'erev, but that evening, e mis'abel alehem. Right, it's only one day, so that at night you're good to go. But the Amar of Chizda says, "Afilu tsurim lo besedino," even if they are still in their wrapping. So what does that mean? Rashi says, "Afilu tsurim besedino she'eno milakton the eno roe oso hareze misabo kol zman shel nikvaru." Even if the bones are all wrapped up, and you don't see the bones, so you might think that it would be less of a tsar. Nevertheless, it's still going to be a one day avela. So Rav Chisda says that that's going on the first part of the Mishnah. It was Hamalakin of Avimo Harezim Esaba Kolayom. That Kolayom, even if you're not actually seeing the bones, even if it's just they're wrapped up and it's not as much sar, there are others that say Ule Erev Emis Abba Leim, and that means Afilu Tzurim Lo Betzidino. Even at night, even if they haven't done the burial yet, even at night you're over. Does Rav Chisda go on the first part or on the second part? Okay, Amar Abaye says, so now we have a kasha. Right, so now we have a problem. The problem is, you, Rav Meir, said that you're allowed to do liquid atzamos on Kol HaMoed because it's simcha hulo. If it's such a simcha, why are you having the hugei avelos when this is done? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, you're right. Let's reinterpret Rav Meir's words. Amar Abaye, Ema, you should say, the reason why Rav Meir says, not that there's a simcha for you, that you're malakit, when you're malakit the bones of your father and your mother. Rather, there's definitely tzar, but you're allowed to do that because the tzar doesn't override the simcha yontif. He says, Mipnei simcha saregel alav. You already have simcha saregel. Rashi says, Mipnei simcha saregel alav. Klomar, harbehu osik v'simcha saregel. There ain't no much tzar for malakit atzamos of Yivmo. He's not going to have the tzar with the mother and the when he takes out the bones, because he's so busy going to great adventure and doing everything he wants to do to make him happy. Right, to make him happy on Chol HaMoed, right? It's Tzaruch HaMoed. Davar Avod, you have to go. There's definitely a heter. Right, so you have to go. Heter. What?
You have to.
To adventure.
You have to.
Oh, it's a chiv. What about Hershey? Okay. So that's what he's... So Rashi says, yes, he's saying you're right. Normally it would be a tsar. But on Chol HaMoed, he's so busy with all the simchas ha-yantif, it's not going to be a tsar. I thought that Rashi to me seems a chiddush. I thought the answer is that, well, there's, by definition, the days of yantif are simcha, right? That's why it cancels shiva. Yantif is, you can't have both. If you have something that's tsar, yantif, you're bifnei Hashem. So you can't, as Rav Soloveitchik always said, the simcha of yantif is that you're standing before Hashem. So when you have that, it contradicts and will override the avelus. And Rav Yossi would probably say, no, it doesn't work that way. If you can't put yourself, it may override something that started beforehand, but you can't purposely put yourself in a situation where you're going to need yontif to override the tsar. But that's not how Rashi says it. Okay. Fine. Okay. Next. The Mishnah says, lo ye'arer al meso. You can't cause this wailing about on your meso. My lo yarer al meso. The Gemara says, Amarav, like we saw before in the Rashi, kad hadar saftana b'marava, amar yifkon ame komre libe, like the derech of the saftanim in Eretz Yisrael, to go around the city and say, come, everyone cry with me, anyone whose heart is bitter about the death of this individual, he knows how to really get people to, what? He can bring out your emotions. And that's the Mishnah that it means, lo yar al meso, they don't hire this person to go around. Fine. Kodem regel shloshim yom. The Mishnah that said, you can't do hespedim, don't hire someone to do hespedim 30 days before. My shloshim yom. What's the reason why you can't do it for 30 days before? And so Amarav, practical consideration. Amarav Kahana, Amarav Yehuda, Amarav. I'll give you a story. Guy was saving up to make his trip to Yerushalayim. Right? He's got all ready to go. He's got his flights and he's ready to go to Israel for the Yontif. Right? And then what happens? And the eulogizer comes before his house. I guess somebody had died. Comes before his house and was maspid on his relative that this person died. He tugged at his emotions. And the woman took money that they had saved up for their trip to Israel and gave it to the eulogizer. And now they couldn't make aliyah l'regel, right? V'nimna v'lo ala. So ba'osha sha'amru, so at that time they said, so tzatakana, lo yo'or al-mesu, lo yispin al-kodosh lo shim yom, can't do anything more than 30 days, because within 30 days, it's still going to tug at your heartstrings, and you're going to pay the guy, and you're going to take away all the money that you saved to pay for yontif. Maybe not aliyah l'regel, all the money that you have to buy the exorbitant prices that they raised the meats to, you're going to have to, and the $80 a pound for matzah, you have to have the money to use for that, not for, not 80, 35, that you're going to have you're going to lose that money. Huh? Today.
$80 if you actually take away the broken pieces. If you make it yourself.
Okay. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi says...
It's a nice concept, but if people need the money,
right?
What's the difference if it's air or not? You have to give people money anyway.
What do you mean?
It's a ducat for them.
So we're not going to allow those people to go around.
What do they do back to the fact that they need the money?
Right. Whether they're parnasa.
Yeah.
They got to find something else, I guess. They can't come collecting for me. They have to find something else that day.
We do that.
For the sabdanim.
Days
no hespedim in the shul for 30 days. We just don't do hespedim on starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
Correct.
But before Shavuos and before Sukkot, we'll do hespedim.
During the 2 weeks.
I don't know.
Is what you have with the?
No. So Shmuel gives a different reason. He says lefisha ena meis mishtakeach min halev shloshim yom. Because when you remind the mace, you remind the person about the mace. Within 30 days, anytime you start doing these hespedim, again, it's going to pull out the emotions of the person, and it'll contradict the spirit of Yontif. So therefore, we're not going to let them do that. Rashi says, Klomer, kevin de mace ein mishtachach, malim shloshim yom, im masbido pachos mishloshim yom, lifnei aregel, asti lemisbli aregel. Rashi says, oh, what's going to end up happening? If you keep reminding the person, he's going to end up, it's like a gzeiro otu. Maybe if you allow him to do hespedim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan or Gimel Nisan, then his emotions are going to be pulled, and he may come to be masvid him on Yontif itself, and that's the bigger problem. So my beinayu, what would be the nafkamina between them? Ike beinayu the ka'avu b'chinam. If the guy is if the professional eulogizer does it for free, well then I'm not according to the first answer. According to Rav, I'm not concerned I'm going to lose all the money for Yontif because he's doing it for free. But according to Shmuel, it's still going to be potentially an issue because it might lead you to do hespedim on Yontif. As Tosos points out, he says v'nira de halacha k'rav b'isiri. That this comes like machlokas Rav Shmuel, or passing like Rav. So the halakha is going to be like Rav here. But filo Shmuel, even according to Shmuel, it also says, which is interesting.
Is this considered a mamonos?
I don't think so. I think it's because you might lose money, but it's not a dini mamonos. Okay. Right? Yes, because then, right. Halakha is like Rav by Yisuri, and by Shmuel by my money. Mamonos, right, exactly. But filo Shmuel, who seems to indicate that it would be usher, even if it does it for free, says, Yesh lomer de lo asiri el ade sapdana. That would only be issued for Shmuel if it's done by the professional eulogizer. Aval hu atzmo shari, right? For him, it's good. Tosa has a great psychological insight. Hu atzmo shari yoser misapik mitzaro aleit tzaka v'yismach lachar zman. He gets it all out emotionally. Let him do hesbedim because we're concerned that the emotions are going to pull through Yontif. If you do it yourself, that's a healthy way. It's cathartic to get your emotions out, and therefore for him to do it individually by himself, Shmuel would also say that's mutter. And I guess maybe that's why we allow hesbedim at certain points in time, maybe based on this Tosos, for the catharsis that the person has himself, the psychological benefit that you get from speaking about the mace. Okay. Next Mishnah. Mishnah now is talking about digging certain types of graves, right? So ein chofrim kuchin ukvaros b'moed. You're not allowed to dig out the kuchim, which I think are the actual burial holes in the walls in these catacombs. You can't dig them out. Ein chofrim kuchim ukvaros. See what they are on chol hamoed. It seems to be that you're doing this in advance, right? Just litzorich mesim shadarkam lichbor kuchim ukvaros lizmanam litzorich mesim sheyamusu. The tircha yisiri, they used to, you know, pre-dig. They said it's a big tircha because some of these things are in bedrock or in a rock. I think it's like using a backhoe in the ground. These were real; it took a lot of work. So the pick and everything like that to go through the rock and the stone. So it says it's a tircha yisiri.
I don't think they did that when the person died. I think they did it in advance.
Right, so that's what we're saying. You can't do this in advance. You can't do this in advance.
Well, I think you'd be able to do this on a
Chol Hamoed.
I know. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Exactly, good point. It's tircha yisiri. You're not allowed to do it.
No, I just.
What would you have me to say that you can?
I don't know. Why would anybody think that?
All right. Tosa says, "Ein chof and kuchim gors b'moed perish b'kuntres l'tzorich mesim u'osa." For the purpose of other for mesim, afilu kishe ein tzorich ato. Even if you don't need them right now, that's what that you're not allowed to do that. Kishna b'mochar perus. But he says, "Aval tzorich hames shemes kvar." We're talking about a mes who's standing before us right now. Now we have a problem. Now we have a mes and we have no place to bury him. For example, we don't have a place to bury him. So afilu beyond. So then aval tzorich hames shemes kvar mutter. Then it'll be mutter to dig. Because that's mutter afilu b'yontif sheni. That's mutter even on Yontif. So Tosaf says, well, wait a second. Maybe Yontif sheni is more makel than Chol Hamoed. Yontif sheni is only the Rabbanim. Let's talk about the end, Yontif sheni at the end of Yontif. Shmini Atzeret, Shmini Atzeret Mastora, the last day of Pesach, because at the beginning of Yom Tov, that's actually Chol HaMoed. So maybe Yom Tov Sheni is not as stringent as Chol HaMoed, the Issur Melacha, because Yom Tov Sheni is a totally Din D'Rabbanan, and Chol HaMoed, theoretically, the Issur Melacha could be a Melacha D'Oraisa, if you pass in, you know, that side of the Machlokas. And so Tosfos has to go through it and say, you know, whether or not, you know, to try to prove that just if it's Asr on Yom Tov Sheni, it's also going to be Asr on Chol HaMoed. If it's Mutter on Yom Tov Sheni, it'll definitely be Mutter on Chol HaMoed. He says, Gemara makes no distinction about Yom Tov Sheni or not when it says you can do anything for the mace on Yom Tov Sheni in the Gemara and Beitza. Okay, at the bottom of Tosos he says my high time for whatever reason Yochel yeah mutter b'zman hazeh lepi shein osim kuchin u'kvaros mechayim. B'zman hazeh might be mutter because we don't really open the graves until we need them. We don't have them prepared before, and you open the grave at the time. So maybe it would be mutter b'zman hazeh to do everything for the mace on Chol HaMoed.
Personal experience, they did do it.
They did in advance?
My mother died on the first day of Pesach.
Right.
And then they buried her on the first day of Chol HaMoed.
So they dug on Chol HaMoed.
Yeah, they dug the hole.
Right,
The tomorrow.
That was regular. That was in England.
Okay, yeah. In England. It was a regular deal.
Right.
And then you sat Shiva. After Yom Tov. Yeah.
Right. Okay, but then the Mishnah says, Ava mechanchim es hakuchim b'moed. You can sort of adjust, you can fix them or adjust these graves on Chol HaMoed, but I guess that's not so much of a tirta. That's not too much of a tirta yaseira. Then the Mishnah says, V'osim nivreches b'moed. You can make this sort of shallow pool that's used for laundering on Chol HaMoed. Tosis just points out, cannot, Rashi says it's a shallow pool for laundering. Tosis says, what's shallow pool for laundering? Who's doing laundry on Chol HaMoed? You're not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Right, Tosa says, Tema, but my tzarek b'moed. So it's not tzarek ha-moed, so how can it be mutter? But hello, aim the kapsim b'moed. He says, no, so v'yishlom le'tzarek kol osam she'tiru cham le'kabes. There are, though, the kamam perek bas. We'll see on Daf Yud-Gimel Amidbeis that there are a few people that you're allowed to do the quick agiyah out of jail, certain people who are allowed to shave and do the laundry on Chol HaMoed. So for them, we make the laundry pool. V'yish mefarshim, others say, lirchot tzas ha-meis v'tachrichim. It's for taharas, right, to wash the mace. So that's what it's for. Okay, then the Mishnah says, Aron, I guess you're allowed to make the coffin, I guess, for the Kuros HaMeis. You can bring the boards and the wood to make the Aron, Ima Meis B'chatzer, if the mace is right before you, because then everyone recognizes that we're going to get the Aron for and doing all this work is for the Tzoruch HaMeis. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, he says you can't do that, Ela Im Kein Yish Imo Nesarim, only if you have the boards ready for you beforehand. You're not allowed to go collect and chop and do all that stuff for the boards, and that's why, so that will not be mutter on Chol HaMoed. Rashi says, Lahavi Eitzim, Ulahu Asosan Nisarim, Letzorcha Aron, Ela Imkein Hayu Minusarim, Betchila Kodim Yantif. They had to be prepared beforehand. The Gemara just asks, My Kuchim and My Kvaros. Right, we say, you can't do the Kuchim and the Kvaros. So what are they? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Kuchim Bechafira. Kuchim are like the digging in the ground, Again, they didn't do in the ground, it was more in the catacombs. And Kvaros binyan, which like the mausoleums or something like that. Kvaros are building these mausoleums. Tayanam Yehachim, the Brisa is similar, that says, Elohim Kuchim, Elohim Kvaros, what are Kuchim, what are Kvaros? Kuchim Bechafira, u Kvaros Bevinyan. Okay. Tosfos just said that based on Rabbi Yehuda says that it's usher to build the coffin unless the mace is before you. So Tosu says, he says, that's just talking about a non-popular guy, someone who's not known. Aval b'meishem reforsim, someone who's a very popular person. Osin lo aron afilu b'shuk, you can make the aron even in the marketplace, right? Afilu b'shuk had the Rabbi Chanina chavayur the rabbanon the mach b'chol hamoed avilei aron b'shuka. Right, it says, "V'nira d'idan." Tosa says, "For us, sheyish kihilos muatin. They live in small towns. Chashvinan lohu meforsim the kulo mesim. Everyone's considered a mesim meforsim, so you don't have to have the mesim b'chatzer. You can even build the aron if the mesim is not imo b'chatzer, because everybody knows who died. It's a small town. Everybody, because it's going around in the five towns chat, and you're going to know who passed away, and therefore you're allowed to do the you don't have to have it in Mason Chatzah. That limitation doesn't apply, Tosa says, during his days. Okay. The Mishnah said that you can, you know, fix up or lengthen the kuchin. Ketzer mechanchin, well, that's what Gemara says. What does that mean? Chinuch, which is like, you know, to that's mutter on Chol HaMoed. Amar Yehuda Shim Haya Aruch Mekatzro. If it was too long, you can somehow put more plaster on it and make it shorter. Umasdisa Tana, and the Brisa we learned Marich Bo and Marich Bo. You can long make it longer. You can widen it. All these little things, not such that doesn't take so much work, that you can do on Chol HaMoed. What?
Shorten it, you just stick a plaster in it.
Something like that.
Lengthen it, you go start digging.
Right, it's a little more work, I think, to lengthen it. But you're not doing the whole thing, so it'll probably take you less time. It's not as... Right. But osin nevrechas, you can make this shallow pool, either for laundering or for the tachrichin and the mace. My nevrechas, Amar Yehuda, zo bekiah. It's a bekiah. If you dig into the ground, for the water to gather there. Mar says, how can it be bekiah? V'hatanya, hanevrechas v'habekiah. You have Nevrechas and Bekiah. I mean, they're two separate things. Not one's translating the other. They're two separate things. So Amar Rabbi Abaye, the Itamer of Kahana, Gia, Ubar Gia. One's bigger and one's smaller. They're all the same thing. One's Gia, one is Bar Gia. Right. So that was what I said. Right, it's Gio Bargia. Brecha Gedola, Sha'osin Bechatzer, Sheyichnasu Go Kol Hashovchim. One big one for the whole Chatzer. And Bekia is Bargia. It's a smaller one. It's Brecha Gatana, Sha'osin Sam Gedola, Kadesh Yichnasu Mayim Hayotzim in a Gedola, the Katana, Shemilea Benichnachsin the Katana. You have a big one that supports all the small ones. One's the big one, and the Gea, one's the small one. Okay. You're glad to do that on Kalmoid. Then the Mishnah said, the Aron im the you can make the Aron if the mace is the chatzer. Again, Tosa doesn't apply, but you have only if the mace is the chatzer. Tanin al Tana Rabbanan. So this we learned in the Mishnah teaching us something that we already learned in the Brisa, right? Osim kol tzarchei mace on Chol HaMoed, you can do all the needs for the mace. Gozin lo sa'aro, you can cut the hair. Umichabsin lo ksuso, and you can launder the I guess the tachrichrin. Va'osin lo aron, right? Minasarim han munasarim erev yantiv. And you can make the aron from boards that are gathered already or taken off an erev yantiv. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer af mevin etzim minasarim. Even a chalamo, you can go out and get the boards to do it. And that this is all but mitzina betoch peso. This is only if it's in your house, but you can't do it in the chatzer. What in the chatzer? Can't gather in the chatzer?
Can't make the boards,
or can't make the coffin in the chatzer. Because maybe you're doing it for something, the people might think you're doing it for something else, I guess. Okay. Tosos just says, Umanasrim Bitsin, Tosos asks, he goes, wait a second, if the issue is Maris Ayin, don't we have a rule by Maris Ayin that anything that you're not allowed to do in public, you can't do in private? So how here are you allowed to do it in private, even though you're not allowed to do it in public? Right? Tosos says, but Asr Beferhesia, the yesh li ting tam. We have to give a reason. The lo dami lahi, the kol sha'asu chavim mishum maris ayin. We have to give a reason. Tosfos doesn't give a reason. But we have to give a reason as to why this doesn't fall into that category. Okay, next, Mishnah. Mishnah says, ein nosim noshim b'moed. Can't get married on Chol HaMoed. Lo besulos v'lo amanos. It doesn't make a difference whether the bride is a besula or a non-besula. V'lo miyabim. You don't do yibim on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara will explain because it's a simcha. Aval machzir who has gerush also. But if it's a non-kohen, got divorced, and then returns his wife, that's not so much simcha. So therefore, if he divorced her and then we get remarried, that's not so much simcha to say that's usher on Chol HaMoed. Rashi says machzir gerush also the ena simcha kolkach. Right, va'ose isha tachshiteha. A woman could adorn herself, put on the jewelry, deal with her jewelry, put on makeup. Right, Rashi says hani tachshitin. Okay, that can be done on Moed. I guess that's Sorach HaGuf, it's sort of like Ochel Nefesh, and therefore she can do this, she doesn't need to do a Shinoi, she can do that all on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Tasud, there was this makeover, this lime treatment that they used to put on their face, that you can't do that on Chol HaMoed, because Mipnei Shenivul Hula, because even though it has long-lasting benefits, at the time you're doing it, it's like a mud mask, it looks disgusting, and it's menaveler, it makes it look disgusting, you can't do that on Chol HaMoed. Rashi says, Lo tasu b'sid, mipnei shenivulhu etzla achsha b'moed. She tasu b'sid u'mitzta'eres, and also it's painful. So you can't do those two things, aids menuvel. Rashi says, also provides her pain, can't do that on Chol HaMoed, even though it's going to have long-term benefits for beautification afterwards. Then the Mishnah says, a hedjot, like someone who's not a bucky in sewing, toter kedarko. He can sew up things in a regular way because you're allowed to do a maisa hedjot on Chol HaMoed. Va'uman, but someone who has, but an expert, like the tailor, I guess, that if he needs to tailor something on Chol HaMoed, he can't do it in the expert way. I guess they had an expert stitch that they would do. Rather, he can ha'ulam machliv, right? He does something like a kelev. It seems to be some sort of different type of stitch that's not a maisa uman. And the Mishnah says the misargin es hamitos. You can, I guess, tie up the strings or the ropes for the bed on Chol HaMoed. Rebbe Yerbiosi Omer mimatchin. You can only do mimatchin. The Gemara is going to explain what the difference is between these things and these stitches that you do or these ties that you do for the bed. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah said that you cannot get married on Chol HaMoed because he said, because Gemara says, because it's simcha. So Gemara says, okay, it's a whole happy week. So he's having more simcha. The ki simcha hu lo ma'avei. What's the big deal? So Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, v'chein Amar Belazar, Amar Moshe, v'amar lo, Amar Belazar, Amar B'chanina, l'fisha eima arvin simcha b'simcha. You can't mix simchas, right? You have to have one simcha, right? Rash, a person's supposed to be sameach on Chol HaMoed for the yontif, not because of something else. Rashi says, klomar, ba'inan de l'simchas b'simchas moed l'chudei, only by itself. Okay? Tosos points out, he says, it's a gzeiros hakasev, k'dorish l'kaman, record of Shlomo, he says, Tosin says, "V'nira k'tzas." Then maybe it's similar to the concept of "Ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos." Don't do mitzvos and bundles. But I don't know if that's ever so similar because "Ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos" was a thing like, "Oh, I'm being cheap, so I'm putting it all together." Mitzvos look like a burden. Here it's a simcha. It might not be the maybe
it's the same reason.
It's conceptually the same. Yeah, why are you doing the simcha now? Just change the simcha. Do the simcha later. Why put and bundle them all together?
I'm gonna make suda anyway, so I'll consider for more people.
Because he says, right, Tosa says, the Be'in She Libo Pano Le Mitzvah Achas, Lo Yipona Asmo Emeda. You have to have, for Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas, it brings the other reasons that you have to have your heart toward into one mitzvah, not into another. Became a simcha b'simcha, ye libo panoi b'simcha. Your heart should be available just for, we can't, I guess, compartmentalize. Your heart should be fully available for one simcha. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, okay, that's Amar b'simcha simcha. Rabba bar Huna Amar, mipnei shemeiniach simcha saregel, v'osev simcha ishto. Because you're going to leave the simcha of the regel, and then you're going to deal with the simcha of your wife. So is that the same reason? Is that similar? It depends. If it's because of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, that might apply to all Simchas. If it's only specifically to that you leave the Simcha of the Regel and deal with the Simcha of your wife, maybe that only applies to Nisuin and might not apply to other things. Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Rav Yosef, Hadarabba Bar Hunav Daravhu, Demar of the Neil Barkatin, Amar Minayin Nosim Hashemoed, Shenemar, V'Samachta B'Chagecha. The Simcha should only be with the Chag, V'Chagecha below B'Shtecha. You have to have it with the Simcha and Mesameach your wife, not be Mesameach with the, sorry, Mesameach the Yantif, not have the Simcha with your wife. Again, Tosas points out, he says, Ikra Drashahu, it's a real Drasha Doraisa, he seems to say. V'lo Asmachta, K'damino Perakam de Chagiga. Right, so he says it's a real Drasha. So that made it Doraisa. Ula Amar, Ula says, Mipnei Atorich. He goes, no, there's a problem. It's too much. He says, literal chutzorach nisuim, v'tirch moed osar. It's too much to prepare for a wedding on Chol HaMoed. It's too much sivatircha. It's a huge burden. You don't want to do that burden on Chol HaMoed, because on Chol HaMoed, tircha yisera is osar. Rav Yitzchak Nacha Amar, mipnei bitul pira b'yirvya. He goes, no, if you let people get married on Chol HaMoed, they're not going to get married the rest of the year. They're going to be cheap. Why do it now? I'll wait till Chol HaMoed. I can put all my yontif expenses together. Right? Rashi says, Bito Pira Rivia. The Isharin is soon be yontif. Ain Adam no se Isha kol ashar kula. Elamamti not emoin. I'll just wait. Right? Sheyeh osa suda achas lemoin isuin. Imagine that. We want to have a cheap wedding. We don't want to spend so much money on hot cups that have monograms on them. We want to have a cheap wedding. So that's why. So that's why you can't be Bito Pira Rivia. No one listens to this anyway. It's fine. Right. Rashi's Tosas points out, he says, "Mipnei bito pira yivya umas nisin hachi peirusha, right? Mipnei she simcha hilo umasha oso beratzon la nerega she yisameach osi upanui." Right. But Tosas just points out, he says, on the bottom, Tosas says, "Bris mila." What about bris mila? If you aim avir simcha, can you make a pesudas bris mila on Chol HaMoed? So that's one answer, obviously. He says, Mutalasub Chol HaMoed. He says, number one, the lek of simcha. A bris mila doesn't have simcha because they're tsar. At least in Chutzlars, we don't make a Shachiyonu. Not just Yisrael, they make a Shachiyonu under Bris Milah, so maybe that doesn't apply. But I think the answer is what you said is obvious, is that it says the Isla Tsar, Inami, came under Shizmano Kavua, Ein Levatel, Zeb Nuzeh, which was a set time. So we have a Bris Milah that is being delayed.
That's a good question.
So maybe that might, maybe you shouldn't do that. Maybe it's delayed past.
How come never seen dancing by a
Bris? Right.
And he said because it's
Tsar. That's why we say Lam Netzeach. We still say Lam Netzeach. But Ben Yisrael, they say Shachianu. And Sfaradim, Sfaradim say Shachianu by Bris? Vada. Bifadai. Vada. So, okay. Probably. Okay. He says, what about a pigeon or ben? His Tosfos says. Aval Sudas pigeon or ben, Sorech Iyun im Mutulasos Bemoed. The Ein Lomar Shechizma Kavua, Tenach was Mada Shalot. So, okay, there's Ma Kavua. Then Tosfos asks our question, what if it's being delayed? What if the Bris is being delayed? Heichia Mutter.
What do you do? Delayed another whole week?
Bris, I don't know. He says, so Tosos here says, but nearly the Kaimelon Rav Ashi, that we're going to paskin. He says, the answer is we paskin like Rav Ashi, who said, the Dorish b'chagiyu perakama b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, that the reason why we don't get married on Chol HaMoed is because of a gzeiras hakasav of b'ishtecha, of b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, the eino asur la'ara simcha v'simcha, and therefore there is no isur of ir of simcha v'simcha. It's a different drasha. It's not a problem of ma'ara of simcha v'simcha. V'odei shlomar, d'lo chashiv v'simcha v'simcha, ki mesudas nisum levad. And the others say that the only thing that's such a simcha is a sudas nisuin. Any other sudas mitzvah is not such a high level simcha, and therefore you'll be able to do it on Chol HaMoed. So that's what we did there. Where we have to? Okay, a little more. So Meisvei, we wanted to know a question. Kol elu sha'amru asun lisa b'moed. All these things that the Chum say that you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, right, or on the regal itself, mutarim lisa be'erev regal. You're allowed to get married. If you're not allowed to get married on Yontif, but you're allowed to get married on erev Yontif. So kasha l'kulu, that's going to be a kasha for all the reasons that we just brought down. Maybe we'll pick up here tomorrow. It's going to end up being that it's a kasha. We brought down four or five reasons why it's not like get married in Chol HaMoed. All these reasons, this halacha will be a kasha for all of them, and then we're going to answer that. Okay, stop here. Have a good day.